Wonderful to see you in the house of the Lord this morning. We're glad that you are here. We begin each service with a call to worship, and I want to draw your attention again to Psalm 146. We've been studying for the past few weeks in our calls to worship in this passage. I want to read verse 5 through the end of the psalm. You listen as I read. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth righteousness. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. You know, this psalm is the song of the soul who has found everything in Jehovah and has also learned the futility of trusting in man. We learned that last week. We spent time in verses 3 and 4 on that. Even though we may attain a very high and lofty measure of life in this world, we will never rise to the level of Almighty God. That's something that we always need to have in our hearts all the time. No matter how high we may go in this world, we will never, ever attain to that of Almighty God. Now, all the reasons for praise are found in what Jehovah is in Himself. This is revealed in His activities. There are 7 that are mentioned here in this passage. There is the fact that He is the Creator. He is in charge of government. His providence is seen throughout the universe, restoration, punishment of the wicked, sovereignty, and eternity. And then how does he end this psalm? What's that phrase? Praise ye the Lord. All of God's activities reveal the fact that He is worthy of praise. Worship is the natural and inevitable outcome of a true knowledge of God. However humbling the thought may be, and to whatever searching of heart it may drive us to, it is certain that if the hosannas and alleluias of praise die on our tongues, our devotion to Him will die with them. When you stop singing the praises of God, stop talking about how much you love Jesus. Your devotion died with your singing. Listen, He is worthy of praise. He is worthy of thanksgiving, and you and I ought to take every opportunity, even if it is to just start singing a hymn to Him, to give thanks and glory to Him, because He is worthy. And when you see His handiwork, He is worthy. When you see what He does in our lives and what He will do in the future, from the Scriptures, we lift up our voices in praise and adoration. And if those praises die on your tongue, your devotion has died with them. We must never lose our clear vision of Almighty God. We must never lose a sharp consciousness of what He is and who He is. And I agree with G. Campbell Morgan, who ended his little commentary on this particular psalm with this statement, "To know God is to praise Him, and that without ceasing." If you're not praising God this morning, it's probably because you don't know God. Because if you knew Him, you would praise Him. And that's what we desire to do today as we've gathered together in His house, is to praise His worthy name. Amen? Amen.